Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey is denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, 3 days away from the Dynamo opening up their 2017 MLS season down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Coming into town, the MLS Cup champion Seattle Sounders. Are you going to be there? We're going to talk a lot about this tonight here. We're going to set you up for that game. We're going to give you some information also on some of the things that Dynamo were doing TV-wise. Plus, tonight I'm going to break down the 4-3-3 system a little bit for you and how I think the Dynamo are going to play this. It's tough to make a lot of judgment right now. There are positives going on, but the curtain will be raised on Saturday, and we get real live competition. It's going to be pretty interesting. Couple of great interviews on the show tonight. We'll have a Dynamo defender, DeMarcus Beasley. So the back four is going to look like this, I believe. DeMarcus at left back, Leonardo, and of course, Adolfo Machado, the Panamanian, as a center back, and then as a right back, AJ De La Garza, who's won numerous cups with the LA Galaxy. Machado's won cups and titles down in Costa Rica with Saprissa. So the Dynamo have recruited winners. They've got guys that have won and want to win. And I think this is another area that we have to consider here heading into the desire factor of the Dynamo going into 2017. Interesting stuff from Wilmer Cabrera. You're going to hear from him tonight. Interesting stuff from DeMarcus Beasley. Interesting stuff from Will Bruin. Eddie Robinson's going to come in studio tonight. And as always, the phone lines are going to be open throughout the show tonight at 713-780-3776. How excited, Dynamo fan, are you about the season opener on Saturday? How do you think the Dynamo will play it out this year? I do not hesitate to say that the entertainment value is going to bring fans back to Dynamo games this year. The overall team speed. The Dynamo finally have a wide game that can bring some consistent penetration, guys that take people on one-on-one, guys that aren't afraid to take risk. These are all factors in putting out an entertaining product. 713-780-3776 is a number, 713-780-ESPN. We'll take calls throughout the show. Facebook Soccer Matters, hit me up on there. My man Raj and I just, Raj has got on a great Houston Dynamo hat in studio here tonight. He'll be a man in the phones. And Tyler Scott, as always, producer extraordinaire behind the mic. Behind the glass. Facebook Soccer Matters. Head over there as well. If you don't want to make the call to the show and you're hesitant, which you shouldn't be, at 713-780-3776, well, then hit me up on Twitter, at Glenn Davis Soc. At Glenn Davis Soc. And we will put out some of the tweets. Because this show was always designed by me to give people a platform. It's a wonderful platform. We've got a ton of listeners. We've got a great podcast. A lot of people listening to the podcast. It's an opportunity for you to have a platform. And I think as soccer fans in this city, use it more. And use it to bring your opinion, because your opinions are important to me. And they are important, I think, in the world of Houston, Texas, because we still have a lot of room to go forward here. It's an amazing soccer city, one of the best. All right, 713-780-3776. So how are you feeling about the Dynamo coming into the season? What do you think Wilmer Cabrera has done so far? I think there's a lot of positives. I think this was a great hiring from the Dynamo. Manchester United fans, I saw you win a cup. I saw you win a trophy. Where would your club be without Zlatan Ibrahimovic? And by the way, give Jose a big thank you for getting Zlatan to Manchester United. And don't for a second think that when you hire Jose Mourinho, you're not concerned and thinking about the players that he can attract there. That's all Jose. And by the way, I love the humility of Jose, basically saying Southampton was the better team, even though they won 3-2. We can talk Real Madrid. We did talk about Giles Barnes on Monday, moving from Vancouver to Orlando. Anything MLS related. This is your league, Major League Soccer. I get the sense sometimes that people, I don't know, are a little hesitant to say they're an MLS fan, some of them. Why is that? It's our league in the United States. Let's embrace it. The whole world plays the game. The whole world is subservient to leagues in Europe. We're all subservient. You want to call it a feeder league? That's great. Do it. But that means we're with 90% of the rest of the world when it comes to the big money leagues. Premier League, Bundesliga, La Liga, Serie A. Now you got China throwing all kinds of money around at people, the Chinese Super League. So why do you think we have a complex? And we shouldn't. I think a lot of people have a complex around it. And then we have the people that really have no clue as to where the soccer at the professional level has come from here in the United States, the history. And because it's not the Premier League, well, I can't watch it because I'm such an elitist. And that's fine. You have your choice to pick and choose. And there is a lot of competition. But if you've grown up in the American system, you want the league to produce. You want it to continue to get better, which it is getting better. And you want to be proud of a league that, listen, has built incredible infrastructure, has the unbelievable competition, okay, of three other major sports here, not to mention lifestyle, right? And I'm talking computers and things with kids. 713-780-3776. Hoping a good turnout for the Dynamo this weekend. 713-780-3776. So there's some aesthetics going on. There's a new bar behind the goal down at the Dynamo BBVA Compass Stadium. So I think it's going to be interesting. You'll go down there. You'll see some changes. They were doing a lot of work there this week when I was down at training. Bit of news here. Right now, the United States women in Germany tied at 0 in the She Believes Cup. I believe that game's at Red Bull Arena in New Jersey. So I think my niece is at that game. She's a youth soccer player. So the U.S. women are going to play Germany, France, and England over the next couple of days. They are then going to come down here to Houston, Texas, and play Russia, I believe, April 9th. And I better figure that date out because I'm actually calling that game. So it's three players with connections to the Dash on the women's roster. Jane Campbell, Dash goalkeeper, Morgan Bryan, and, of course, Carly Lloyd, who's now at Manchester City. Over in England, we'll come back to play with a Dash presumably in June. So that's April 9th, U.S. women against Russia. Jeff Cameron, 9 minutes off the bench this past weekend. I wonder if the race to time will work for him, getting back and making himself a possibility for World Cup qualifying at the end of March. We're hoping there. Claudio Ranieri, we can talk about him. We can talk about the differing ways that expansion teams are entering Major League Soccer now. You have Atlanta, big splash, flash, big signings, big coach, Tata Martinez. And then you got Minnesota doing it in a very, very differing way. Have you figured out what type of way the Dynamo are doing it? And if the model is FC Dallas, then it's time to accelerate the youth development program. 713-780-3776. Just to go back to the Dynamo acquiring winners, players that have won. Adolfo Machado, again, titles at Saprissa. Juan David Cabezas, who I did not mention, won titles at Independiente Medellin and Deportivo Cali in Colombia. AJ De La Garza, Leonardo with the LA Galaxy. Lots of age and experience at the back for the Dynamo. Lots of youth and excitement up front for the Dynamo. So I think the biggest question coming in is how the three set in midfield works out of a 4-3-3 in the opener against Seattle. And the 4-3-3 is you know, a very interesting system. from the positive side, it's a system that can overwhelm opponents because there's a real level of pressing play. And I think you're going to see that from the kickoff, from the Dynamo. Elise, Kyoto are going to push high on defenders and outside backs. They're going to try to pin them in. Kubo Torres is going to be prowling around the penalty area. It can suffocate opponents if it's done correctly. So you have a three-man central midfield. You got the three up high pressing, and it can be hard for opponents to keep possession with this type of pressure. We saw it work in Major League Soccer with Sporting Kansas City very effectively to a title. You do want the two outside backs, in this case, De La Garza and DeMarcus Beasley, pushing up. But it can wear teams down. And there is no way that the Dynamo, this quickly, under Wilmer Cabrera, have this system down pat, this quickly. So it's still a work in progress. And you, in our excitement about this season and just the excitement about individual players that can do different things and the excitement about a new manager, you do have to keep it all in perspective. But I do think the Dynamo have a wonderful opportunity to send people home very happy on Saturday, because I think in the case of Seattle, long season, a lot of turnover, they've got some injuries. I don't know if this opening game means as much to them as it does the Houston Dynamo, quite frankly, based on what's going on. And back to the 4-3-3. If you remember the 2008-2009 Pep Guardiola Barcelona, ridiculous team. Opponents, I believe, thought that they were playing against 12 or 13 players because of how quickly they put pressure on the ball when it was lost. That's when it was lost, because remember, they didn't lose the ball. It's pretty incredible. So that's the positive side. I think the potential problem areas is that, number one, you better be good in possession play in this system. That's number one. Simple. And I think that would go with any system. Number two, you have two center backs that obviously stay home, and then you got a deep holding midfielder in Cabezas that will stay home, I would imagine, as well. So there's your three set. Wide players of an opposing team, though, can find space in wide areas. And in this system, you got to be disciplined. And your roles have to be very defined. Now, the question is, and I'm not sure I know the answer at this point. Romel Kyoto and Albert Elise, how much tracking back will they actually do? How responsible are they in that area? Because there are going to be portions of games where you're going to have to do that. And you're going to have to get huge energy out of De La Garza and DeMarcus Beasley in the wide areas. And you'll see in this interview with DeMarcus, DeMarcus Beasley is incredibly excited, I think. And I think a lot of that excitement is just around the quality of players that have been brought in. And this is not a slight on anybody else. But let's face it, this is a more talented roster, hands down. I don't think there's any question. I don't think there's any argument there. That's not taking a dig at anybody. I think you have players that were starters last year that you're obviously going to see having roles off the bench when the team's at full strength. And they're going to get starting roles in other games. But the competition throughout the team, it's so pleasing to see real competition. And we'll talk more about that tonight as well. Let's see here. Cube 57 is going to be the new home for the Houston Dynamo. Friday night, 10 o'clock, half-hour magazine show called Dynamo-Zone. Dynamo-Zone, Fridays at 10. That's when it'll be. You can set your timer on it. Cube 57 on Saturday. 7 o'clock pregame. We are going to have on the call of this game myself, Eddie Robinson, and a new sideline reporter, Cindy Bourbano. She's bilingual. She's going to be able to talk to the bilingual players on the Dynamo or the guys that only speak Spanish, excuse me. So she's going to be an asset from the sideline. So we're looking forward to that. The Dynamo now will take a position of priority at Cube 57. You're not going to have to hunt around for them. They're going to get the primetime slots. It's no secondary channel. You're looking for some obscure number. This is going to be a positive. The numbers will go up when it comes to viewership. That's a no-brainer. And people are going to find the games. So now it's up to the Dynamo to put the product that does. Producer Tyler Scott right on it. I think it's Lynn Williams who's just scored for the U.S. over Germany in the She Believes Cup. It's a 1-0 lead. All right, I think with that beautiful music from Dan Auerbach, it means we're going to take a break here. As we go to break here, I just want to remind you, King's Court, it's at 903 Hutchins in Edo, right on the corner of Walker and Hutchins. King's Court is a great pub, 13 TVs. Pre-game and post-game, I'm heading over there. Obviously, I won't be drinking any adult beverages pre-game, but it's going to be a place where El Batallón goes. It's going to be fired up. It's going to be fun. It's the place to go. A lot of cool people going to be hanging out over there pre- and post-game. It's called King's Court, 13 TVs. They show the Premier League games, the Dynamo games, NFL Sunday Ticket, 24 taps, full bar. But it's the place to go before and after Dynamo games. Great cuisine there, rooftop patio, and a real soccer pub feel. Go down there, say hello to Jay, and be a part of it. King's Court, right near BBVA Compass Stadium. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More to come.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
There might be some for Herrera, though. Dinks it over. Ibrahimovic! That could be that! That guy is lethal! With just moments to spare.
Great bad football by United again, you've got to say. What can you do about that centre forward of ours, Ibrahimovic? Surely they're not going to give it away now, United. Surely they're not going to give it away now.
Hi, I'm Mark Hughes, Stoke City manager, and you're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN.
Thank you for that, Mark. Mark Hughes and Stoke got absolutely smacked 4-0. Rough week for them. Manchester United, so yes, that would be ultimately the game-winning goal, 3-2 over Southampton. Ibrahimovic gets it. Manchester United fan, where would you be without him? I mean, it's something to contemplate. Because in that game, and he knew it, Jose Mourinho and Manchester United were outplayed from a footballing perspective. That may or may not matter to you, but that does make you glean and look into the future about what's going on as Jose Mourinho continues to build this team. I do believe Manchester United is going to end up in the top four. United's trending up. Liverpool is trending down. I see United ending up in a Champions League place. So there you go, Manchester United fans. Do you agree with me? They win the EFL Cup. It was a great watch. It was a great final. Fifth time Manchester United wins it. For people confused, the EFL Cup used to be the Capital One Cup. It's a notch below the FA Cup, obviously, with all the history the FA Cup has. It is sometimes confusing. So it's the fifth time Manchester United won it. I guess we could say experience won out. I don't know. I'm not sure they were deserved winners, but Zlatan Ibrahimovic had a spectacular free kick. And then the header after the Herrera delivery. But Southampton outplayed him, simply. Greed, disagree. And I think this simply came down to a difference maker. Difference maker in goal and a difference maker up front in Ibrahimovic. De Gea and Ibrahimovic. So if you have good goalkeeping and you have a goal scorer that can turn a game on its head, like Ibrahimovic, you've always got a chance. Southampton hit a post at 2-2. They harshly had the game's first goal called back. It's big for Mourinho. heartbreaking for Southampton. And Southampton got two great goals from Manolo Gabbiadini. The one in the 48th minute was sick. Spun and lashed in a volley. De Gea never even moved. Pretty spectacular. Possession went to Southampton. They had 12 corners in this game. Pogba pushed a little bit higher in the second half, I think, making a bit of a difference in the final 20 minutes for United. The header from Zlatan to win it was a dream ball from Andres Herrera, who had absolutely no pressure on him, had his head up and could just pick him out. And I love, you know, if you're a young striker, you just love the way that Ibrahimovic pulls away from Herrera in the ball, positions himself between two center backs, and the delivery's there. So he's flaring away from where the ball is. He's not running towards it. Spectacular. All right, let's go to the phone line, 713-780-3776. You excited about the weekend, Houston Dynamo fans? We want to take your calls. Take calls in the Premier League, Manchester United, Chelsea fans. We'd love to hear from you. And Liverpool fans, what the? You know what is going on. I want to hear from a Liverpool fan tonight. Explain it to me. All right, let's go to Dylan. Dylan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mr. Glenn. How are you doing, buddy?
Dylan, good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Sorry I got to talk to you in a while, but I've been listening to the show. Show is exciting. I just wanted to say all the best to Dynamo this season. I hope we come up with bullet out a gun this against the champions. And big up all Man U fans and all Chelsea fans. We're looking good this year.
What else, Dylan? What else is on your mind?
Well, this I want to say. It's good to have superstars in your team, but they got to play for each other. And I know Manu been, you know, we draw most of the games, like 10 games we draw this season. So I guess they should step it up a little notch. And for the Chelsea fans, I hope they hold on to the lead, because my brother, he's a Chelsea fan, die-hard Chelsea fan, so I hope they hold on to the lead and take the EPL this season. And that Mitrila Kante, is he going to be the first player to leave EPL champion team to go to another team and win the EPL the next season back-to-back?
I don't think he's the first, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty amazing. What a year he's had, Dylan. And N'Golo Kante, when he's extracted from Leicester, that is a huge piece for Leicester. And he comes to Chelsea, and he's such a vital part of Chelsea. And here's the other thing. I don't think Chelsea has to play well to win, the way they're set up under Conte. And Conte's putting the pedal to the metal to them. The only thing I could see is maybe a fade potentially because of the intensity and the pressure he puts on these guys week in and week out. And maybe there's a little patch where they have a run of a couple of bad games, but I don't see them losing out. Does anybody think that Manchester City can find a way to come back and maybe steal a title from Chelsea? I don't know. If you're out there, tell me.
I don't think Man City will be able. They're making too many mistakes, too many injuries, too many different lineups. They're not meshing. They don't have no chemistry. They just got superstars. What do you think, Glenn?
Well, I mean, they got a superstar manager, too. Pep's got to bring it all together. I mean, that's his job, right?
I think they got, I don't know. You know, they got to get it together. I mean, every year, everybody have the same passion, but they got to go out there and put it out on the field, you know, pedal to the metal. And Chelsea's doing it. Manu, he lose like 3 games for the season, even though they draw this game like 5th or 6th in the EPL. Hey, other teams is playing good, you know, Burnley and West Ham and these other teams, Everton, you know, so Tottenham. So I think people got to just go out there and leave it out on the field.
Here's what we got this weekend in the Premier League, match week 27. On Saturday, Manchester United is at home. I believe it's to Bournemouth. Then you've got, I think, which is the match of the weekend right now, with the pressure on Liverpool and Arsenal. This is a huge game. So Liverpool's at home against Arsenal.
That's a huge game.
Yeah, that's on NBCSN. And that's kind of your... that's your game you probably want to pick and watch, and I know everybody's got their own team, prior to heading out to the Dynamo game. Sunday, you got Sunderland at home against Man City. Then. What's that?
I'll be coming out to the Dynamo game this Saturday, hopefully, and I hope they give us a good show this Saturday. You know, Davon George is from my country, so I want to come out and see him perform too. and have a good time. I came to the Jamaican Honduras game.
I was there too, Dylan. I was there too.
I can't find you, Glenn. Can you get a VIP to come see you when I come to the stadium?
You know who I was there with? I was with U.S. soccer scout for Bruce Arena, former teammate Thomas Rongen, and we were right in the press area and we watched the game. But you know, it's and we had a conversation at the game, and I said, you know, what can we learn here about Honduras? Because really, there was only one or two starters, but you know, there's little things you're there looking to pick up and watching the system of Pinto, and it's interesting. Jamaica, I think, ended up winning 1-0, right?
Well, I was coming to see if Garcia Bonilla was playing, but he didn't play. I was disappointed in that part, but hey.
No, none of the Dynamo players, Kyoto, Elise, Bonilla Garcia, none of them played because it was not on an international date, so none of the top players for Honduras were released.
So who was it friendly for? Was this for Honduras or was this for Jamaica? Because Jamaica looked good with their new players. Just with Lawrence and the other guys.
Yeah, they used a young team. Theo Whitmore used a young team. It's a promoter's game. It's a promoter's game as well. Somebody, Dylan, is trying to make money off that, and somebody lost their shirt on that game.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did. It was a little too high on the tickets.
Nobody knew about it. I mean, generally, generally when a game comes through town, the promoter reaches out to me and we try to promote it. But I never heard from anybody, and I think it ended up really not being a good fit.
How you can leave out a guy like you?
Dylan, you're a good man. Trust me, I've been left out many times. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, I don't left you, Glenn. Trust me. On all of my soccer shit got soccer matters, okay? So don't worry about those other guys.
All right, Dylan. You're the best. Thank you so much for the phone call tonight, Dylan. We'll see you down there at the Seattle game.
All right. Have a blessed night, Glenn. Keep up the great work. You don't know Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, Houston, ESPN.
Dylan rocks. I love that. He does a great promo, man. I think Dylan's got to do a promo with us. He's got the accent. He's got that Caribbean vibe to the accent, and of course, you all know I'm a big fan of the Caribbean since I've been down there recently, but it's back to the grindstone now. The good times will continue on Saturday. I am so looking forward to the Dynamo opening game. And I got to tell you, it has been tough the last couple of years. It really has. And I think we know that. We haven't seen playoffs for the Dynamo or the Dash in six seasons combined. And it has been tough. And you know what? I think they're on the right course now with the on-field product, and I'm certainly excited about it. The Dynamo were 7-14-13 last year. They were last in the West. And this is where they have to improve on a home record of 5-5-7. It's not going to cut it in Major League Soccer. They're coming into this weekend after a solid preseason. New manager, Wilmer Cabrera. Last year was at the Rio Grande Valley Toros. Colombian. Excellent playing background. Can teach, which is important in Major League Soccer with young players. Remember, he was the under-17 youth national team coach for the United States. 2 years was an assistant under Oscar Pereja in Colorado. Coached at Chivas USA, which incidentally was where Kubo Torres had his best playing time in MLS. 22 goals in 44 matches for Kubo at Chivas USA. That's pretty good goal scoring record. 48 caps for Colombia in a 20-year playing career for Wilmer Cabrera. Staff is different. Michael De La Russo is the first assistant. Davey Arno, wonderful guy from Nederland, had an outstanding career with Sporting Kansas City. Went to West Texas A&M, Davey, and was signed, came out of college early by Bob Gansler. Paul Rogers, goalkeeper coach, and then Paul Caffrey, the sports performance and fitness coach. So those guys remain intact. But the Dynamo have a new car feel right now, don't they, fan? Dynamo fan, 713-780-3776. Wilmer Cabrera set the bar here, and this is the quote. We want to be a competitive team that takes us to the playoffs. So the bar is set for the playoffs. That's what the hope is. Seattle, we all know the story of Seattle last year. Ziggy Schmidt fired. assistant Brian Schmetzer takes over on an interim basis in July. He then gets named head coach November 2nd. They're out of the playoff picture when he takes a job. They're in danger. He goes 8-2-4, okay? 8-2-4 in 14 games to get him into the playoffs. Now, Brian, who I've known, longtime Sounders assistant, was the USL Sounders manager from Seattle, big part of it. 14 years in coaching, the indoor game with Fernando Clavijo. He gets the job, and then they win the MLS Cup. And by the way, they did it without Clint Dempsey. And they did it because of the astute signing of Nicolas Lodero, who became a messiah. Now, if you haven't watched Lodero, and I'm sure you have, MLS fan and Dynamo fan, they go 12-4-1 with Lodero, including the playoffs. He scores 9 goals, has 9 assists. Completely changes the team and the way they're looked at. And I'm not sure if he's got a little bit of an injury problem coming into Houston. I thought I heard that. Is that right, Eddie? Eddie Robinson just jumped in studio. Clint Dempsey? No. Lodero. Lodero's healthy, I think. Yeah, I think Lodero's fit. You will see a guy who is constantly in motion. By the way, Eddie's going to be joining me here shortly. Constantly in motion. Never stops running. What a leader this guy was. Pretty amazing stuff. What he did and the influence that he had. All right, we're going to take a break here. And as we go to break, talk a little Liberty Kitchen right here. Big foodie. Another foodie in the room now. It's a good thing there's not food in here. There'd be a fight over it. I'm passionate about great food. My friends at Liberty Kitchen, Carl Eves, all those guys over there, they know how to serve up lunch, supper, and brunch. Modern American comfort food. Their classics taken up several notches. Great burgers, mac and cheese, chicken fried, mom's spaghetti chowder. It's farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen stamps its claim on. They're going to own it. It's big flavor served at a neighborhood social. Some of their staples, po' boys, grilled chops and steaks, ribs and fish, deviled eggs topped with fried oysters. That is a great combination, by the way. Make a deviled egg and fry an oyster and put it on top. Incredible. Great texture, great flavor. Creole gumbo, you got to get the blue crab with it. Oysters on the half shell. It's all good. Great cocktails, cold beer. Now you understand why Liberty Kitchen's a regular stop. Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, and brunch. Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, Treehouse, Memorial City. It is Liberty Kitchen. Red Army Bayou City Blues. Sportsman's Dinner Evening, Friday, June 16th, $135 a ticket. Norman Whiteside, the former Manchester United player, incredible storyteller. Played for Northern Ireland at 17. This is a big event for us because we're raising money for the Curing Children's Cancer Fund and Pediatric Cancer Research. I'm hoping Eddie's going to come to this. It's at the DoubleTree 400 Dallas. Dinner, raffle, auction. Lots of Manchester United fans and Chelsea fans. Bobby Tambling, Chelsea legend, will be there. It's all to benefit pediatric cancer, cccfund.org. Friday, June 16th. Cross it off. Want to see you there. It's going to be a great night. We'll mix with you guys. And we'll all have a great time down there listening to Norman Whiteside and Bobby Tambling. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
A moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. That's 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual there, so they can answer your call. You need a lawyer sometimes. It could be a motorcycle accident, car, boat, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. Daspit Law Firm is going to assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. They are going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. You'll be able to have the proper and the representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. John's a big fan of the Houston Dynamo. Gorgeous Gale, if you want an Irish pub coming up for St. Patrick's Day or every weekend, Liverpool fans go over there. And it's a Gorgeous Gale in Rice Village. Soccer fans, Gorgeous Gale is at 5555 Morningside. Catch all the best soccer and football matches there. Stop by for a pint and a bite. Great whiskey offerings as well. You go over there, you say hello to my good friend Peter. They got a real open feel in the bar. What he did was opened that place up beautifully. Lots of monitors, outdoor patio, the Gorgeous Gale, the place to be, gorgeousgale.com. Official Soccer Matters pub. All right, Eddie Robinson has joined me in studio. Let's quickly hit the phone lines with Kareem. Kareem, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Glenn? How you doing?
I'm good, Kareem. How are you?
Good, good. To your earlier caller who was wondering if Chelsea's going to take it, they are, because there's not many games left, and I think they're 10 points ahead of anybody. I think closest, which is Tottenham, I believe.
They are
so
10.
I think they might get away with it. Exactly. So, you know, obviously I'm a well-documented Manchester United fan, and I'd definitely love for us to win it, but we're way too far away to make it. So, you know, we could only hope for, you know, top three, top four, so we can get back into Champions League play.
Yeah, Manchester United's 15 points off the pace, but I'm telling you, I'm predicting Manchester United's going to have a top four finish. They're going to be back in Champions League money.
I would love that. Absolutely love that. Now, I guess as far as the Dynamo is concerned, my only thing is, and I think we spoke about this on Monday, was midfield. And I think the two best midfielders that the Dynamo have at this point, for me at least, are Boniek and Alex. Those two guys, basically, I think that Boniek has the better, I guess, soccer mind between the two of them, as far as, you know, where to be on the field, know who to dish to, know when to slow the play down, know when to pick the play up. And then when it comes down to Alex, he's a bruiser. I love him. I mean, he'll take it to the other team, whether they're looking for it or not. He'll take the ball over, control it. And I think that Boniek is probably the better, maybe a box-to-box, and Alex would probably be our holding mid because he just doesn't have the legs and the lungs for it.
Well, we're gonna talk about this. I think you identified the right area. I'm not sure I'm going to agree with you on everything there, but look, I think it's going to be on opening day. Juan David Cabezas is the deepest-lying midfielder. Then you're going to have Ricardo Clark, and you're going to have Alex. Alex is generally the one in preseason, and I think last year, that pushes higher to try and support the attack. I don't think Boniek Garcia is going to get the start, but you have identified the right area. And the real question, I think, for Dynamo fans, and that I think Eddie and I are going to ponder here, and I'm going to get Eddie's thoughts in a second on this, is that do they have the right blend out of those three? And do they understand this system? And they're not going to be expected to understand it perfectly. And there are going to be some faux pas in this first game. But that three set in midfield in a 4-3-3, man, that has got to be perfect. Because without that being perfect and those guys aligned together like they have a string next to each other, you can get hurt if you don't do it right. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Kareem, thank you very much for the phone call. Are you going to the game, Dynamo Seattle?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it out there. I have a one prior engagement, but I might show up late.
Well, you should go. And by the way, do you go to the King's Court with Tom Clare and the Manchester United supporters group down there, the Red Army?
Oh, of course, of course. Actually, I did the raffle last weekend when Tom was in when Tom was in Atlanta doing his talk, so I did the raffle for the tickets for the gala.
Outstanding. Well, it's a great bunch of guys. I love going down there and watching games with you guys. I'm going to try to do it more often. By the way, pre-game Kings Court with El Bateon, post-game with El Bateon, so I hope to see you there. Eddie and I think are going to go over and eat there a couple of times if I can drag him over there and have an adult beverage or two after games. Can I do?
You don't need to drag me to good Indian food.
He just said you don't have to.
You're not going
to
drag me anywhere.
You don't have to drag him. I love Eddie, man. All right, so we'll see you over at the Kings Court, and we'll see you down at BBVA. Thank you for the call, Kareem.
All right, take care, fellas.
You got it. All right, Eddie. Let's. I want to throw this to you. So let's talk. I think you and I are kind of agreeing that that's kind of the question mark area, right?
Well, you and I had a conversation, I believe, about this a couple days ago, in that when you play a 4-3-3, everyone focuses on the attacking aspect of it and the wingers trying to get 1v1 situations against your opponent's outside backs. But what I think a lot of people fail to remember is that it makes you vulnerable to the counterattack. And the people that prevent that counterattack are the two deep-lying midfielders. If they recognize that one of our outside midfielders or wingers, let's say that's Kyoto and Ellis on Saturday, get caught high and lose possession, a smart team would immediately attack the side that they were on and try to go 2v1. That's where one of the three has to come out and slow down play. Turn them around, make them play square or backwards so that your winger can get back and do their defensive responsibility. That's the place for me where I'm curious about Juan David Cabezas. I kind of agree with Karim that I would have Boniak as a number 10. Alex is the number 8. And Ricardo Clark is number 6 because Ricardo Clark, his intelligence, his ability to cover ground, and yes, he's gotten a bit older, but this is where Ricardo Clark made his living for so many years, is reading the game and breaking up plays and having to come out of the middle. I think that's where he will excel, but none of us have been at every training session. None of us have been a part of every single preseason game. So we have to trust that Wilmer Cabrera knows these things about his 4-3-3, which we assume he's going to play. And it remains to be seen on Saturday.
It's the sum of all parts, too.
Yeah.
You know, we have to look at that group as a three set. And what I've seen in preseason, this is just what I've seen in the games that I've watched, it's Alex pushing a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. It's Rico doing a little bit more of the balancing. And Cabezas is the deepest in front of the two center backs, which I think he would be rooted there when the Dynamo attack. Because the beauty of the 4-3-3 is you can suffocate people because you can put 6 to 7 people in the attack. But you're absolutely spot on. When the ball is lost, that 2 or 3 seconds of team shape and how a team reacts as 11, that's a big deal. And by the way, I'm not sure I've seen enough in preseason to judge how much tracking back Kyoto and Elise will do.
Correct.
Either.
Yes, I agree completely. And talking about suffocating, if those wing players can transition mentally immediately from offense to defense and can funnel the ball to the middle of the field, make the center backs have the ball, make their number 6, your opponent, have the ball. Osvaldo Alonso, for instance, this weekend, he's fantastic defensively, but on the ball, if they can force the ball into his feet and make him build out of the back, makes Seattle build out of the back, I think the Dynamo are going to have a lot of opportunities to counterattack the Sounders.
So much to talk about here tonight. It's great having Eddie in studio. Will Broom's going to be on the show, DeMarcus Beasley also, and Wilmer Cabrera. We're going to hear from him. But this is, let's go to Ace now. Is this Ace Freely of KISS? Who we got on? Ace, what's happening?
Hey, man. Hey, Glenn. Good to hear your voice. Listen,
why did my father name me Ace, by the way? That is the freaking coolest name.
Well, long story, but I won't go into that. Let's talk soccer.
Okay, you got it. I like that.
I see that it looks like the starter is going to be Kubo Torres. Now, I watched him in preseason, and he looked decent. But a lot of the goals that he scored was against a pretty weak competition.
Doesn't matter.
I like the way
doesn't matter. Oh. You know why it doesn't matter? He hasn't scored a goal for the Dynamo. This is all about building a young man's confidence. And he looks more confident than I've seen him. So forget about the competition thing, because We know he's scored in MLS. This is all about restoring a goal scorer's confidence.
Well, I understand there's an investment there, and you want to get more out of the investment. But I still think Manotas is a better option.
And well, I think this is a storyline, and you're bringing it up, Ace. This is a big storyline, right, for me going into this game, is
right.
Manotas, one of the lone bright stars last year with maybe Alex, those two, not getting the start, scored 6 goals in 8 games to finish the year, gave us our only real sunshine ray of hope last year, of excitement. And Kubo Torres, as you mentioned, I think is going to start, but I think it's the right decision.
Well, we'll see. I don't agree with it so far, but, you know, I could be proven wrong, but I'll just wait and see. The other thing, you know, you mentioned Winger was a starter last year, and looks like he's going to be on the bench as well. So I you can't argue, though, that how great Ellis and Kyoto have looked and really worked well on the field in their time and their minutes they've had. But another topic I wanted to add was Kasner. Are they going to re-sign him for RGV?
TJ Kasner's out of Clemson. I think so, yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so.
Well, I hope they don't let him get away, because I rate him higher than Nemo. I think, you know, I watched quite a few of the RGV games last year, and Kasner is one of the most consistent threats, along with Lovejoy when he did play. And I'm surprised they let Lovejoy get away.
Well, he retired.
And, I'm going to throw out something kind of a little controversial. Do you think, you know, in the past it seems like maybe Owen Coyle or even Dom Kinnear may have had a little bit of bias, maybe against Latin players. Do you think that Cabrera may have a little bit of bias against non-Latin players? That he feels more comfortable with the Latin players?
No, I don't buy into any of that. With Wilmer, no chance. I don't know in the past. I think coaches just want good players.
It's style of play.
Yeah, you remember Dom's style, and Eddie's hitting it on the nail here, and I'll let you answer this. But it's the type of player that Dominic Kinnear coveted. Coaches are allowed to covet a specific type of player that they like.
Well, you look back at let's look at the Dynamo from 2006 to, let's say, 2011. You had a handful of guys whose goal going into every game was to knock your teeth down your throat, and I've said this before, and score a couple goals while we do it. We weren't. You take out Dwayne, you take out Brad. We weren't the prettiest players. We weren't all technically gifted. I think when Owen Coyle came in, there was a mix of players that were somewhat technically gifted, some not. I think there was a bit of an ego issue within the team. Now you bring in Wilmer, and he's bringing in players. And I want to throw out Cabezas. I want to throw out Machado. I want to throw out Elise and these guys, Kyoto, who have attitudes, real attitudes. They're bastards. Can I say that?
Say it. Listen, they want to win. They want to win. These guys want to prove themselves.
The attitude that you see in training, that I've seen in training, hasn't been there in, I'm going to say, 4 years. And now I go out and I watch training sessions and I watch the tackles fly and I watch guys getting angry with each other. It takes me back to when I would get in fist fights. Me and Ricardo Clark got in a fist fight. I got in a fist fight with Richard Mulrooney, Kelly Gray, and me and Pat Onstad went at it. We all fought.
What's the common thread? You were involved in all of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you've got a problem. Well, I'm going to be his trainer. We're going to get him in MMA here. I got to get him off the burger diet. Listen, I don't buy any of that stuff. I think we all have to remember that coaches do have tendencies and gravitate towards certain types of players. They may be players that were similar to the way they played the game. But what I do want to say is, and you brought this point up, the Dynamo have to find a thread of consistency here in the future between their academy, their playing style, and what it is they truly want to be. And for me, I've been saying for years, this team has to lean, the needle has to move a little bit more to the Latin playing style of soccer based on the diversity of the city and what type of soccer fan we have here.
I agree with you at this juncture. I think there's been a lot of fans have been kind of calling that for several years now, but you know, something in the back of my mind, just, you know, you just have a little bit of that fear. I mean, you know, was it Cabrera was there when they had the whole fiasco at Chivas USA, where they were.
But that's not on him. That was just a poorly run ship, and he just happened to be the coach. Look, I actually think Wilmer is a little bit cautious of, hey, I don't want this. I don't want everybody to think because I'm a Colombian and I'm a Latino man that I'm coming in here and that's the perception to the people is that all I'm going to do is go out. He wants good soccer players, but you know what? He's gotten some, and he's engineered along with Matt Jordan this roster. His contacts have enabled the Dynamo to do this roster overhaul. We got to take a break. Ace, but I thank you for that. One day you'll tell me how you got the name Ace, all right?
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Listen, Ace brings up good stuff there.
He does, but listen.
And this leads to good convo.
When your team's not winning, people will look for any reason, right?
Yeah, but this thread of commonality and consistency through the club from the youth game and your little kids and your youth, it's got to occur, and it's got to occur with systems and everything else. All right, we're going to take a break here. As we go to break here, quick word here for Bar Munich. Get down to one of the great soccer-watching spots in Houston. Bar Munich, say hello to my friend Raymond. Wonderful open-airy spot. A lot of football fans down there, both types, right in the heart of Midtown. I believe Bayern Munich, Spurs, that's their home bar. It's Bar Munich on Louisiana, barmunich.com, 2616 Louisiana Soccer Matters Pub. And get down there. Bar Munich, gorgeous Gale, great spots. Kings Court, great spots. Take a break. More to come.
Hi, I'm Mark Hughes, Stoke City manager, and you're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN.